In March of 2011, we had issued a report that had an estimate in it, and from March 2011 until about the October time frame, we noted that there were a couple changes that would impact our findings. Most notably, we heard and saw that the Treasury was going to start using the $1.4 billion in dollar coins that were in storage. And also, we had learned that the life of a dollar note had increased from 40 months to 56 months. So we updated that estimate. Plus, we ran some scenarios for Senator Brown, who requested us to look at different time estimates.
What's the lifespan of a dollar coin? You noted the dollar note has expanded.
Mm-hmm. The life of the coin is about 30 years. So our analysis, the one we did back in March of 2011, and then this recent one that in the report we just published, the time span that we have tended to look over for the net benefit of switching over has been 30 years.
So it's a pretty substantial lifespan difference between the two.
Correct.
What else did you look at through the course of this report?
We also looked at different time scenarios. We looked at it using the updated savings, which came down from $5.5 billion to $4.4 in our new update. We looked at it instead of 30 years. We looked at it over the course of just 10 years. And we actually had a net loss with that scenario because you don't have a chance over the 30-year time period to recoup a net benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And we also looked at excluding seniorage, and another scenario we looked at was instead of using replacing a dollar note with $1.5 coins, we looked at it on a one-to-one ratio.
Why did you make those changes in the way that you analyzed the numbers?
We were requested by Senator Brown to take a look at those different time periods, the 10-year period, and to then also look at it in excluding seniorage over 10 years and then a different replacement value over 10 years.
Now, for somebody who's not a coin geek like me, tell us what seniorage means.
That's a question I get quite a bit. in simple terms, it's really the difference between the face value of currency and the cost to produce it. For example, a dollar coin only costs about 15 cents to produce. And the little bit more complicated part of this is that the federal government realizes a financial gain when it issues both notes and coins because seniorage reduces the government's need to raise revenue through borrowing. So if you have less borrowing, the government pays less interest over time, which then results in a financial benefit.
Now, this report says cost of producing a large number of coins necessary for the transition would result in a net loss six of the first seven years, and then this reverses itself in year eight and onward.
Correct.
Does that, when you compare this 10-year model that we're talking about today to the 30-year model that you've already done, does that savings extend itself out over the 20 years following also?
When we updated the scenario, we did find, looking at the 30-year time period, it did give us a net benefit of 4.4, and that is over the 30-year time period. If you look at it in a shorter time period, in the 10-year, each of those scenarios, there was a net loss. And in some cases, it was due because you have that upfront production cost of the coins, and you don't have that chance in the later years for the net benefit to come back.
Now, the logistics of this are debatable, and people have talked about different approaches that different countries have taken. But looking at it strictly from a monetary point of view, did GAO have a recommendation, or are you just presenting facts as requested in this particular case?
We didn't make a recommendation in this February report, nor did we really have one in the March 11 report, but we stand by the feeling that there is a benefit over time if you do replace the dollar note with a dollar coin.